Global markets head into the new day with geopolitical risk firmly back in the driver's seat after another volatile session. Early optimism driven by resilient global growth expectations and easing inflation trends faded as headlines pointed to an expanding U.S. military presence in the Middle East and President Trump hardening his rhetoric towards Iran following reports of additional U.S. casualties. That shift sparked a classic risk-off reversal with U.S. equities giving back gains, treasury yields climbing across the curve, oil remaining elevated in the U.S. dollar finishing mixed against the major currencies. Markets are increasingly treating every Middle East headline as a potential catalyst, with attention now focused on whether Washington's moves towards a proposed 10-day ceasefire that would reopen the Strait of Hormuz or instead escalates alongside Israel into a broader military campaign. That binary outcome is keeping investors cautious and commodity markets highly headline-driven. Breaking down FX, the euro remains relatively resilient ahead of Thursday's ECB meeting, where policymakers are widely expected to leave rates unchanged but maintain a hawkish bias towards additional tightening later this year if inflation risks persist. Sterling faces a potential transition following the appointment of John Healey as UK Chancellor, while traders also continue to monitor the evolving fiscal outlook. The Canadian dollar underperformed after the June CPI slowed to 2.8% year over year, reinforcing evidence that inflation pressures are easing before additional pressure emerged from renewed U.S. tariff announcements targeting Canadian alcohol, dairy, and autos, injecting another layer of uncertainty in North American trade relations. Meanwhile, the New Zealand dollar found support after second quarter inflation surprised to the upside, strengthening expectations that the RBNZ may still need to extend its tightening cycle. Looking ahead, markets will remain exceptionally sensitive to geopolitical headlines from the Middle East, with any confirmation of ceasefire progress likely to support risk assets and pressure oil, while signs of broader military escalation could produce another flight into safe havens and renewed upside in energy prices. On the economic calendar, attention will also begin shifting towards this week's ECB policy decision, where guidance on the path of future Fed rate hikes, where guidance on the path of future hikes is expected to be more important than the widely anticipated decision to leave rates unchanged. That's all for now.